Okay, we're coming to close to the end of the kunshus, the end of the maimer. When we finish, Mitzvah Shem, we want to do something. We're going to spend a little time learning a little bit about neshamas of tohu, which is really what the sefer, what the maimer is about, the generation neshamas of tohu. From Rav Kook, some Torah on that, and to try to maybe learn one or two of the poems that are nageya to this maimer. And that Mitzvah should take us to the summer. On page 43. This is something which is tangible and it's clear for the eyes to see. There are many things that were clear for Rav Kook's eyes to see, but there were great Jews who had very holy eyes that didn't see. A lot of the things that Rav Kook saw, and nobody else or very few other people saw, in our generation as well. The things that are, you would think that are muchash, something that's muchash and galu le'inai, that is tangible and it's open and clear for the eyes to see, but it's not seen. What's open and clear? Ki or hatzedek hapnimi. Because the light of inner righteousness, tzedek hapnimi, dafka pnimi, because as again Rav Kook, I wouldn't say he's repeating himself, but of course this is the mahalach of the entire maimer, the chiddush of hador of the generation, where the tzedek is a tzedek that is not appearing as much on the surface. It's a tzedek pnimi. Ki or hatzedek hapnimi, hayosher hakloli. Now the Yosha HaKloli, the Yashvas that we've been talking about from the beginning of the Maimer that Rav Kook saw in the new generation that was becoming involved more and more in all kinds of idealistic movements, people that were filled with idealism. Ki Ar Tzedek HaPnimi HaYosha HaKloli V'Ahava HaLu'umis, and the love of the nation. Atahira Birishafeha Rishpe Aish, the pure love of the nation that's burning like fiery coals. He's using the language of Shir Shir. Ahava Halum is the love of the Jewish people. Ha Ahava Halum is Atahira Birishafeha Rishpe Aish. It's a pure love of the Jewish people that's burning like fiery coals. Nisraba Vinisala has become more, and it's ascending and rising more and more, belev hador hatzoyer, in the heart of the young generation. Nisraba v'nisala belev hador hatzoyer v'me'ula shabai, in the highest form. Al kein af al pi she'ein lo adayin b'pol me'uma, and therefore, even though l'maisa we don't see this kedusha, B'poel, we don't see the holiness of the generation. We don't see any of that in terms of Yiddishkeit. Aval pi she'ein lo adayin b'poel me'uma. But one thing is clear. Ki kol ha'hesberim shel kol orchos ha'yahadus. That all of the explanations of the paths of Yiddishkeit, all the old ways of explaining Yiddishkeit, ki kol ha'hesberim shel kol orchos ha'yahadus, all of the explanations, the old ways of explaining, the orchos ha'yahadus, the ways, the pathways of Yiddishkeit, shel kol ha'dvarim ha'yoser ikarim, of all of the matters of Yiddishkeit that are most basic, yesodium, and most fundamental, hamaspikim that sufficed and that are enough for the old school. L'misha tu'udosam helios kovshim, for those whose destiny it is to be kovshim. Now remember, we're learning about a type of Yiddishkeit that Rav Kook identifies as the Yiddishkeit of Golis. The Yiddishkeit of Golis is, for the most part, without going into all that we spoke about the last few weeks, that for the most part, in Golis we had no choice but to concentrate on being Kovshim. Kovshim here, remember there are two levels of Kibush. There's a higher level of Kibush that we were talking a lot about. That's the ideal. But the simple Golis Mahalach of Kibush is to ward off the monster. That was the fight of the Yetzirah against the Yetzirah. And to be Kovesh does not mean to the higher level, which is to take the side of Ra and to bring it into Tov. That was not the work of Golis. The primary main work of Golis was just to keep away from Ra, to hold back all of the demons, the devils, the monsters, both outside our enemies that were trying to destroy us and the enemies inside that were trying to destroy us. Now, all of those explanations which are maspikim lemisha tudosim hilios kovshim, for those who their entire tachlis in life and all that they aspire to is to be kovshim, which is not the small thing, and throughout the Maimer Rav Kook doesn't make fun of that. That there's a greatness to that as well, and that's something which is to be respected and to be admired, to be a kovish, to be a warrior, to fight against Ra, and to try to hold your ground, to be a good boy, to be a good girl. But remember, in that way of looking, the whole world is the enemy. Art, music, nature, everything is the enemy. Everything is the enemy. And we lived among enemies, again, enemies, Germans, Russians, you name it, Muslims. We live amongst enemies on the outside, and then there are the Germans, that there are the Germans and the Arabs and the Russians and the Cossacks that are inside. And Jews learned over the years to be fighters. Of course, Rav Kook was bemoaning the fact that after so many years of being conditioned as warriors in such a way, just to look at the entire world in such a dark, pessimistic way, that the world is horrible and is disgusting and is evil and is trying to destroy us, it's very hard to separate from that way of thinking. And it's very hard to move on to a higher level of kibush, where, as we've been learning, where the world can be, in a very measured and careful way, the world can be brought in to Avodas Hashem, which is the tachlis of a Jew. Of Nisavgash Baruch Hu Liyos Lidir B'Sach Tovim, to be in this world, the Shechina, every single thing in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, the old explanations, he says, K'kol Hasberim Shekol Orcha Seyhad, Shekol Adavar Meyosei Karim Yisodim Mespikil Mishu Dosim Liyos Kovshim, Sherikuch Levavim Hishleimusam, Rikuch Levavim Hishleimusam, that the Shleimus was no more than a softening of the heart, meaning, Rikuch Levavim, means that there should be a basic sense of spirituality, rikuch halev, a softening of the heart between a Jew and Hashem, a softening of the heart between one Jew and another Jew, and that was the shleimus, the kimutz kochoseyem hu shivcham tihilosam. And in that way of the kovshim, holding back the kaiches, kimutz is like kometz amincha, kimutz, holding back the kaiches, who shivcham tihilasim, is their praise and their song. And it was the greatness of the Jew of Golis, before the Tchiyah, the greatness of that Jew was the kaich that he had to hold back. Kimutz kaichesayim, to hold back the kaiches. to keep the koiches from coming out. That was the greatness of the Jew of Golos, of the koivshim. The kimutz kochosayim hu shivcham tihilasa. That's the shavach and the tehillah of all of the years that in Golos, as kovshim, we were fighting that war against the world, against the darker impulses inside of ourselves. Not that we don't have to still fight; of course, we have to. Rav Kook is not saying to put down our weapons, but the result of this is that any time a natural koach would surface, so it was also seen as the enemy. And as we learned way back in the Eretz HaTshuva a lot about this, is that as a result of that, the baby was thrown out with the bathwater, and the deepest natural healthy instincts of a Jew became suspect also of being from the Cossacks and the Nazis and so on and so forth. So the kimutz kochesem hu shivcham tihilosam. Shivcham tihilosam. That's the shavach and the tehillah. Kimutz kochesem. Kimutz kochesem. That goes back to the time of the wildness, of the craziness at the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. And at that period, crossing over from first Beis HaMikdash to second Beis HaMikdash, we spoke many times about where the Chacham were davening that Hashem should take away the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Bechlal, to take away the Yetzirah, to remove the Yetzirah. There are people in the world that remove organs from the body in order to prevent the Yetzirah from affecting their, destroying their lives. So the kibush moves to the next level. The kibush already involves such bizarre things as castration, v'chulu. So that one would not have to contend with all of those kaiches that are inside, that are threatening to destroy. So since people that did not feel that they had the strength, the emotional, spiritual strength to fight off the enemy, so they had to get involved in mutations, physical mutilations, and so on. Not mutilation, to mutilate the body. It takes place kaseder in Muslim countries with the women, that they're mutilated. Because the fathers or the husbands are worried that it's not good for the girl to have any taivas, so that the only thing you could do is to mutilate them, is to destroy them. There was a certain kind of a mutilation that took place during Golos, not chalila, a physical mutilation. Jews are strong people, but there was this kimutz of koiches, the holding back of koiches. And that was the shavach and the tehillah. And that's still, if you look in typical svarim that come out from certain circles, even now, by wonderful people, you look at the svarim, and it's all, the svarim are all about the same thing. Steiging and learning, it's great, and kimutz ha-koiches. And to be suspicious of any natural koach that's inside of you. To be suspicious. It's the enemy. Any natural koach inside of you is the enemy. Any natural koach inside of you, even any interest that you might have outside of Torah, all of those interests and all of those koaches need to be mutilated. Need to be silenced. And you can go to many minutes. There are many swarm like that in this room also. Not so many. I only got a few of those just to make some people happy. Baruch Hashem, the generation is moving past that, which of course creates huge challenges. I was just talking last night to two parents together with their son who's in yeshiva in high school, the tzaddik of Abacha, It creates huge problems. The rebbeim and the rosh yeshivas, they don't know what to do about it. They don't know what to, they're not sure what to do. Like, well, it's just like the last few years. Things are moving at a very fast pace, and it's becoming harder and harder for the rebbeim to keep the koiches, you know, to keep them silent, to silence the koiches. It's becoming harder and harder. They don't know what to do. And they're saying the same. They're saying this stuff. They're explaining to them kol hasberim shakol orches ayahadus. They're giving the old explanations, and they expect everything's going to be fine now. We just told them the thing that got us going, you know, 45 years ago, and they tell it to the guys, and they don't understand why the guys, as they heard that the, you know, the guys still going to a club, or that the guys are not showing up at Seder. This one bach that I was talking to last night, so. He got into trouble because he davened an extra 15 minutes after the davening, and because he wanted to keep his beard after Svir. So he got in trouble, and he said to the Rosh Yeshiva, he said, I'm the only guy that's there at night Seder from the entire Shir. I only missed one Shir the entire year. The rest of the guys are watching movies, and they're at clubs. And I got in trouble because I wanted to keep my beard after Svir. He was told he has to cut it off, which he had to. He did. And I had to cut off my beard after Sir, and I got in trouble because you think it's because he said it's not normal that I stay in davening for an extra 50 minutes, and I started davening louder. So I got in trouble, and the rest of the guys is just they're watching movies. So he said that the Rebbe said that the response to that was you know Yichus Badik, that was the response, and then the second thing was. That he holds that they really only are watching movies on Sunday times. That's what he said. During the week, he doesn't think they're watching movies. He said they may be in bed or they're doing other things. And the boss said, they're his friends, they're all watching movies. They're at the clubs. And the Rebbe time, no, it's only on Sunday. That's the big, like, chilek and all, which day of the week it is. Somebody's don't worry, it's only Sunday. What are you saying? It's the whole week. It's not the whole week. But in the meantime, he said, they're not coming to Shir at all. I come to Shir every day. But I got into trouble because of my beard and because I daven more after davening. And they're worried that it's going to harm my Yiddish guy. And the Rebbeim don't know what they see. So the teretz is what's happening. The teretz is that he's a very, very, very good boy. So the Rebbe said to him, like, what he said, this is last night's conversation. Basically, what he said was, the Rebbe said, is that the other boys are stupid, but you're a chashuva boy. He used the word stupid. The other boys are stupid. They're like idiots. You're a very chashuva boy, and I don't want to let go of you. In other words, you could become a Talmud Chacham, so I don't want you getting lost in, like, you know, whatever, you know, with the beard and with the long davening, and he saw that he had a Likutei Tefillos or something in his bag. So I'm worried about you. The other guys, and those are the ones that are at the movies, or whatever, that's it. That's not my Indian, those boys. But with you, you're my boy. I don't want to lose you. So the Orchas Hayahad, all the Hasbeim of Orchas Hayahad, the Shekhala Devarim, Yosei Karmi, Yisrael, speaking with Misha Tudasim, Lias Kovshim. So we have a very big problem. When you have a parent who's a Kovesh, or when you have a Rebbe who's a Kovesh, again, they're good people, they're wonderful people, but they're Kovshim. And the kid is not a kovesh. The kid is not he's not working or he's not interested or he doesn't feel that he has the strength or the motivation to conquer the koiches that are bubbling inside of him. The interests that he has and the energy that he has. So this has increased so much the last few years that a lot of the rebbeim they just don't know what to do. They're not equipped to deal with this. They didn't get this. You know, they weren't trained what to do with non-kovshim. They went to the school of kibush. You know, and that's how we were, all the yeshivas we went to. That's how we were raised by great people. But it was all about kibush, and all of the shmuzin that we heard and all of the encouragement that we got was. So this bacha said that even if it's, he says, because one of the rebbeim is related to a tzaddik who's nifta, who wrote certain beautiful kontreis on avodas Hashem. So he said even when he teaches one of those mamarim from his relative, He has a way of turning it around, he says, and making it like into a dark, miserable thing. He said, it's an amazing thing because it's so beautiful, but he has a way of doing it. He says, the Rebbe, it's a remarkable thing. That at the end of the Maamar, all comes out is that if you don't learn Torah, that you're worthless. He says, that's all we hear from every single Shia, that if you're not learning Torah all day, you're worthless. You're worthless. Your life is worthless. If you don't learn all day, you're worthless. He says, no matter what Maamar he teaches, because they asked him, why don't you teach? They asked him, could you teach this? Because it's his relatives. So he said, okay. So he learns with them some of his relatives, which is a beautiful Torah. He learns some of the things. He said, but it always comes out like somehow we got into that thing. It always comes back like to, doesn't speak. It's a hard thing. How do you get such a mind but not to speak to us? Because the words themselves are speaking to us. But somehow he managed to do that, to make the words not speak to us. He took away the koich of his relative, of his uncle. He took away the koich that he had that were in the words. And he made it the same old story, that if you don't learn all day, you're worthless. And if you don't say yeshiva for another 10 years or something, you're nobody. Are there any other ways that a person can, together with Torah, that a person can express his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his avodas Hashem? So, the problem Rav Kook is saying is that this helped us survive in Galus. V'kimus koch hasem u'shivcham tihilosam kol eilo omnam einam aspikim lo'isam shekfar molu koyach alumam. It's not enough. Of course, we always have to use the koch of kibush. It's not chasashom hefker. A Jew always has to be a warrior. But it's not maspeak. It's not. It doesn't suffice. It doesn't satisfy. It's not enough. La'osam for those shekvar molu koach alumim, who are filled with the koach of youth. Page 44. Uber l'shad chayehem, and in the moistness. L'shad means like the juice, the moistness. It means when something is alive, when something is dead, it's dried out. The moistness of their lives, young people whose lives are fresh. Lashad chayim is the freshness of life. The freshness of life. Ubelashad chayim yesh mokum loor hatzedek hakloli. There is room for the light of tzedek hakloli. Shu askula hayisraelis hayoser pnimis ve'elyona. That is the koach, the Jewish koach, that's the most, the deepest and the highest of tzedek hakloli, of a longing for. And it sounds a little bit corny, but a longing for the world to be better and for the world to improve and to be honesty and ehrlichkeit and so on. And Leos meyer omofia. To shine and to appear. Gam noheim kenahamas yom legalov. Inside of the young people, it's thundering, it's roaring like the waves of the ocean. Bishotev becheskas yad, and it's flooding and washing over with great strength and power. Achayim hasoarim, the stormy life. Kenachal shotev, like a river that is overflowing. Lahem. For these young people, these stormy, alive people, lehem anachnu tzuchim lelamed. So he says the kovshim. He's not saying, he says the kovshim. If you want to leave the kovshim alone in their inyanim and to continue on with that and that's the way that the old mahalach, the good. That's maspik lehem, that they should remain the way that they are and remain in line, okay. But he said, but as far as Hador is concerned, the generation and the young people, what's going on, he said, Lahem for them, Anachnu tzurichim l'lamei Taras Chaim. To the young generation, we have to teach Taras Chaim. Taras Chaim, the living Torah. Mimkor Chaim, that comes from the source of life. Taras Chaim, Mimkor Chaim. Taras Chaim, Mimkor Chaim. I'm so sorry to give you these horrible anecdotes, but I can't help it. So the Bacha gave a friend of his to learn Eretz HaTshuva. And the Rebbe saw him, saw this bacher with the Arz HaTshuva. And the Rebbe said to him, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not Yom Kippur. What's this tshuva business? What do you see that? What are you doing about with tshuva? It's shuvas. What does that do with tshuva? Like, what's the matter with you? So the bacher tried to say that I'm reading the book. It's about like getting closer to Hashem. He says, I'm just going to shine it with Rav Kook. Rav Kook, what are you doing? Rav Kook and tshuva, tshuva. What does that have to do with shuvas? Tshuva. That's what he said. That's what he's supposed to know. The bacher doesn't know what to say. He says, he loses respect. It's terrible. And when I talk to the bacher, I always say that they have to be mechabed and to respect him, and he means well, and he's worried. But I don't. I'm not cynical at all. But when I talk to the bacher, just over here I am. the adults, but over with the bacher, my talk is to encourage them and to try to not to take the safer way with you, and have to be a little bit of a balseichel, you know. And how to do things, and to just come to the besmedrish, and to do whatever they tell you, and you don't have to put your beard on, and to not daven after that. I mean, I tell them to stick to the program, or else they'll throw them out. Yeah, I'm not talking about Frisch, you know, or today. But this scene, Leon, this scene plays itself out in many, many different ways, in all different kinds of yeshivas. I don't want to make it into a... This doesn't have to do with just with Litvish or Chassidish. It plays itself out in all different places, in all different ways, even in some of the modern places. So whenever there's a teacher from the old school who feels threatened by somebody who's rolling his eyes like when he talks, that's doesn't make a difference. It crosses all boundaries, Haredi, modern, Chassidish, Litvish. It's all around. It's all over the place. It's not a particular. It's the Kovshim versus the new versus the generation versus the new generation. It crosses all of those things. Lehem anach nitzich b'olam miteres chai b'mkor chai. We have to teach to this generation Teres Chaim, the living Torah of life. Mimkor Chaim, that comes from the source of life. Darche Musar, a way of proper behavior, of Musar, but Mileye Orev Itzahola, they're filled with light and with joy. Because these people are filled with light and joy. Mileye Orev Itzahola, Mileye Orev Itzahola, filled with light and filled with simcha, with joy. Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chen, like everything he teaches, is so bachen. Everything of Cook, every Torah from of Cook, is so bachen. It's so charming. It's such chen. Divrei Chen, v'seichel toiv. I have to translate that. Mizukokim, refined, umitzurafim, pure. Mivarorim, clear, umusumanim. Also, a way of musumanim means everything very, very clear. Clear. Again, Ura, Tzahola, Chain, Seichel Tov, Mizukokim, Mitzurof, Mivaror, Mizuman. And Baruch Hashem, we have tons and tons of Torah like that. Tons of Torah. Tons. Remember when the Nesiva Shalom came out, remember we still lived in Queens at that time, so talking about it must be, it's over 30 years ago, right, when the Nesiva Shalom first came out. There used to be pages going around from the Slonim, from the Nesiv Shalom. We used to get sometimes in the shuls, they would have, sometimes get photostated pages that the Chassidim wrote down, Torahs of the Slonim Rebbe, of the Nesiv Shalom, that he was giving the week after he would give it. Sometimes we would get, because Rai Davin, there was a Slonim, a very chosh of a Slonim, a Mishpacha, and they would give me some of these pages, and I was on the spell from them. And I remember when the Sefer came out, when the Nesiv Shalom came out, it made such an explosion. It was such a chiddush. We always, we had Shem Yishmol and Sves Emes. You know, we had this formulation, but they were very, very, very hard. And also, they were written some time ago, and it wasn't in such a way that it was written the way that Rav Kook is describing. That it's Milei Erch Divrei Chen Seichel Tov Mezukok Mitzraf Muvaram Mesumanim. We're here. The Nesiva Shalom. I'm saying when the first volume came out of the Nesiva Shalom. Not on Chumash. The Chumash was later. Again, we had pages, all different things that were coming out. But when the first volume of the Nesiva Shalom came out, which is the volume that has the Mamorim on Torah, on Tshuva, on Tefillah, on Tikkun Amidas, on Chassidus, the first volume. That was printed by itself. When that came out, the Oilam, all of people going mamish crazy. Everybody was walking around in the Nesiv Shalom. Everybody was looking and learning it, and the Chavrusas, because it was the first time that in modern language, in simple, clear modern language, somebody was saying over Divulukim Chaim, and it was with chapters and with headings and with paragraphs, you know, and not in Ksav Rashi, and you could do it. You could sit down with a guy, and when you finished, you knew that was what he was saying. I got it. It wasn't like when you finished, maybe, I don't know, could be, I hope, maybe feel good. I think it's okay. Like that's most of the Torah that we learn is like that, right? You go, I think, maybe, I hope, I okay, feels good, feels right. When I'll be older, I'll show it to somebody. Maybe I got it right, you know. So here we had a sefer where you learn the mimer, and that's it. I understand it. And when I read it, I think he understands me. This tzaddik understands me. Now, of course, the tzaddikim understand us, but because we understood the tzaddik, we could understand how he understood us. And with the Nesiv Shalom, I couldn't stop with all of, not myself, like a lot of the chaverim, all of us in the neighborhood there in Queens, was every table was Nesiv Shalom. We went through from cover to cover, every single one of us. that the person actually came, a person, an exalted tzaddik, a huge Talmud Chacham, actually took the time to come down to talk to us. He came to talk to us. That's what he does, Nesiv Shalom. And now Yibalu Machaim L'Chaim, his son, Adachi Noam, same thing. Tzaddikim who came down to talk to us here in this world, in our language. Then it started to come out a few years later, it was Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, Zolgazon Zayim, Yibalu Machaim L'Chaim, Tzaddik Yisod Olam, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, I'm sure many of you have met. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter started coming out, they started to put out, like the Moram, the Svarim from Nechta B'Sefer, they started coming out with Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. And I know that many of us began to feel that like this is Mashiach is here, Mashiach is coming, like this is it. That we're able to understand someone's talking to us, and it's this way. In this way that Rav Kook is describing, Taras Chaim, Mimkora Chaim, Da'achim Musim Le Oravit Sahala. Every page, everything in the Siva Shalom is Malay Oravit Sahala. His Taras are filled with light, filled with happiness. Every single page is filled with joy. And he was like that. I was able to meet him three times. Mileit Arvit Sahala, Divrei Chain, dripping with Chain. Everything from the Haitik, from the Dachinam, dripping with Chain. Divrei Chain v'Seichel Toiv. Of course, the Sichas Lubavitcher Rebbe were already around a lot, and we were holding on to those Sichas, but the Chabad element was still very, very hard, and for many people it didn't resonate. It's a certain madrega. And these svarim started to come out that were like Dvar Hashavim L'chol Nefesh. Dvar Hashavim L'chol Nefesh. That he didn't have to be part of any particular group. It was just, I'm a Jew. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter's, and even now, he came out this year with another one. They just did on Torah and Midas, Shmuzen from Yaakov Meir Shechter. That when I went to see him when they were first coming out, so I went to see him, and I thanked him. I wanted to thank him. It was in Yerushalayim, and I went to, in those years, it was talking about 30 years ago, 28, 30 years ago, it was very easy to go to see him. Kamamish go off the street. And I went to see him, and I wanted to thank him, and then he gave me the new sefer, just came in, the Michtav sefer came in, just came in, and he gave me from the back. And I was telling him how the lot of the Rebbe should have kaiches to put out more svarim because the guys are mamish. All the guys from all the different yeshivas are looking at the svarim and are growing from the svarim. And he laughed and he told me. He said to me like this. He says, "Mitchilasam va'ad soifim kulo rabbeinu zal." So he said. He said, from the beginning of each sefer to the end of every sefer, it's only Rabbi Nachman. He says, but I make it like it's not. So this way. And he had like a wicked thing. So he got into the yeshivas. He says, "Mitchilosam adseifim is kulo Rabbeinu Zal." It's all of Rabbi Nachman. So, of course, every few pages I'll have a piece of Mukudah, a little thing from Mukudah Ramban. But he says, "Bemis is not kulay." Look, it's completely from beginning to end, Rabbeinu Zal. But he did it with such chachma. So he puts in some Mitzvah Shesharim, and he puts in a Kedushas Levi, and he puts in this, and a Shari Tshuva, and he puts in like this. But he says, "Cool, it's on." It's completely Rabbi Nachman. It's just the. He said he wanted to, it should be that other Jews shouldn't be frightened by it, and that every Jew should be able to learn this one. It means that there were tzaddikim that were coming to talk to us from a very high place. These are the highest tzaddikim, and they were coming to talk to people like us, to like guys, like, you know, just guys on, you know, on the basketball court. They were coming to talk to us, and their words are filled with chen. I'm sure some of you met Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shachter. Is the chain, Teres Chaim, Mimkur Chaim. Clear. When you learn a piece from the Siva Shalom, from Rabbi Yaakov Meir, clear, mamish. You don't have sveikus when you finish with it. You learn a mimer, it's clear. There are no sveikus, nothing mystical or mysterious. Clear. So the mzach, to the point. Clear. And you see that the truth is, it's not only by the Chassidim saying, you see that the Baruch Shalom sent a big neshama of Shamshon Pinkus. That Shamshon Pinkus, Nabuchi was killed, he died such an early young man. But Shamshon Pinkus' Sfarim also came down. Also, it's filled with Pnimius, filled with Chassidus and Pnimius and Machshov and Ramchal and Maharal and Chassidus and Reb Tzadik. But he brought it down very, very, very clear for everybody. This is all happening the last couple of years. This is all the last couple of years. And I've had, these were not, they weren't Sfarim like this. We didn't have teachers like this that were talking in such a way, that were writing in such a way. Ad shemei atzmam yimtzu es hashlomas kol idiolehem. We have to expose the new generation, the young generation, to this type of Torah, so that on their own, yimtzu es hashlamas kol idealeim, they will see the fulfillment of all their ideals in Yiddishkeit. They're not going to have to look to fulfill their ideals in communism and socialism and secular Zionism and with all these different movements. They're not going to have to go looking elsewhere. They'll be able to see that in Yiddishkeit they could have all of their ideals and what they're looking for, which is tzedek klali and yashuas and benor machavero and lichtigkeit oirav itzahala, that it's in Torah. They never knew that oirav and sahala, that light and simcha is in Yiddishkeit. It's the same thing now with many of the guys. They don't know that oirav itzahala is part of Yiddishkeit. When you say Yiddishkeit, the association is dark, depressing, right? No, I can't. Like if you play the game of associations, right? Yiddishkeit dark. Yiddishkeit also. Yiddishkeit tome. Yiddishkeit no. Yiddishkeit no. Central Avenue, yes. Central Avenue, fun. Manhattan, oh, blessed. Yiddishkeit no. Yiddishkeit tome. You just got treif, you just got shake it, you just got puzzle. So what do you expect? So to be able to find the hashlomas kol idealeim, to find the fulfillment of all the ideals that the generation had and has. Hashlomas kol idealeim ves adius kol chafzeim, and the power, the energy of all their desires. Hayose Romimim, the most exalted, Vayose Nisarim, because they have great ideals. Shem Matimim Luuza Visifarata, that are Matimim, that are Masimim Luuza Visifarata, and those the Torah that fits in all of its splendor, in all of its glory. L'chasna v'hadar shal or oilam shal oitzar chan, the Torah is chayim. to the beauty and to the splendor of the light of the world, of the treasury of light in Teres Chaim. It's all in the Torah. It's all in Yiddishkeit. Whereas they felt that they have to be shut off from the world, and they can't give expression to their longings and to their interests and to their ideals. I don't remember, did you see there like 2-3 weeks ago, I think maybe it was in Mishpacha, I'm not sure, one of the magazines, there was an article on one of the Rishna Eneklach, that's a world-class artist. Any of you read this? It might have been a week before Shavuos came out. I think it was I don't remember which of the tzaddikim it was, that he lived after the Milchama. He died in Tel Aviv in the 1950s. He was a Rishna Enekl, so a big tzaddik. And at the end of his life, he stopped giving over tires, and he began to paint. And his paintings are in museums, some of the paintings, and they were put into galleries. He's like a world-class, all on themes of nature and Yiddishkeit, and I forgot which tzaddik. He was a nephew of the Husyatina from the Rishna family. And he stopped giving tires, and he began to paint. He began to paint, and that's the way that he was teaching, with art. Lonachpos ledake tachas ragleinu. We mustn't want to crush under our feet. The bottom of 44. Lenoyve lahagish lenichushtayim. We should not want to put into chains, as Koiches Hatzir, page 45. Varananim, Haranim, the young and fresh koiches, crush under our feet, and to put into chains. These koiches at Seirim Haranim. We mustn't do that. Hamistarum and Misorim that are raging and rising. Kiim Nair Lifneim Esederach. We have to illuminate and show them with the light of Torah the path. Let's walk in front of them. Bamud Eish Shel Torah. Let's walk in front of them with the Amud Eish, with the fiery pillar of Torah, V'das Kedosha, and the Das, the thought, the thinking, the way of thought of Kedoshim, of the Holy Ones, Kabire Koach Lev, the ones with great and powerful hearts. Anachnu novin l'dayam v'sicham. We must try to understand their way, the young generation, their way of thinking and their way of talking. Anachnu novin, we must understand l'dayam, their way of thinking. Because we have to be the amud eish shoter to illuminate their path in Yiddishkeit. But in order to do that, and to give over to them das kadoshim and all the depths of Torah, but in order to do that, we have to understand anachnu novin l'dayam v'sicham. We have to understand what they're thinking, what they're saying. Neda lahokir es tchunasim hapnimis. We must treasure their inner quality. He's talking about people who are not religious. But we have to, the young generation, neda lahokir, we have to value, not they're stupid. Neda lahokir es tchunasim hapnimis. To treasure their inner qualities. Tchunasim hapnimis. Vesnitiosam ha'atzmis, and their natural nitiyas that come mimkor Yisrael, from the source of Israel, because they're Jews. All of the good in them, all of the light in them, all of the excitement, all of that energy is mimkor Yisrael. It comes from Gan Eden, it comes from the Nefesh HaLakis, it comes from mimkor Yisrael. Ze'am az. This is a strong nation. Strong, very strong. Strong-willed, strong. And as Chazal say, Azim Shebu Umais. It's a little bit of, in the word Azim, Azim, there's a little bit of chutzpah also, brazenness. There's a certain brazenness. Azim is strength, but it's also a certain brazenness. Chutzpah. Zam Az, Chazal say, with the Azim Shebu Umais. With the Azim Shebu Umais. Nezar b'gvura. We are armed with strength, and netar and crowned with sefer with splendor. He's talking about the midah of gevurah and tiferes. And if we can see the beauty, the inner beauty of this generation, and if we can lean over to try to listen to them and to understand what are they thinking about, what's on their minds, to try to understand their language, their way of talking. I get text messages that I have to give to my daughter to translate, like it's another language. I don't understand. It's another language. No. I don't know yet all of the things that is used, the shortcuts, or just different. There's the different lashonas to try to understand. Huh?
It's Rashi
Tevis. Yeah. I asked, like, instead of the word two, T-O, they have to put a number two. I said, it's such a... Like, you made such a big revach that you... Like, I understand if it would be, like, a long word, you know. But you had to make two into the number two. It was like...
G-R, the number eight. Great.
And she says... And my daughter, she texted me. It doesn't say... She doesn't say, okay. She just writes, K. It's like, I said... It's so hard to make it really okay. Like, it's just K. That means, and then it was K, N, N, because I sent her something. I said, K, N, N. I said, well, what does that mean? K, N, N. And then the little smiley with a kiss. So I said, what's the kiss I like? The K, N, N, what is that? She said, that means okay, nighty night. So how am I supposed to know that? There's some safer that has like these things. K, N, N with a kiss. I don't know what that means. K-N-N. I don't know. Now I'm trying to think, you know, I'm sitting there, I have to try to figure out. It's hard enough for me to try to understand what I'm learning. I have to figure out my daughter's Russia Davis. K-N-N. Okay, nighty night. Nope. But we have to, that also, we have to try to understand. Try to understand. It's also part of it. There's a natural resistance on the part of the older generation not to have to feel that this is silly, this is Narishkeit, and to have to deal with these things, but it's part of understanding, it's part of leaning down, and it's part of coming to the generation. That's what when I was talking about Rabbi Yaakov Meir, Yibod HaMechaim, and the Nesiva Shalom, these Tzadikim, and Lubavitcher Rebbe's Chusim, to come to the generation, to speak to the generation. But Lubavitcher Rebbe in his time, already talking, it's already a while ago. And he started in the late 50s that he started to have fabrengens with women. In the history of the Jewish people, there was never such a thing. He had fabrengens with only women. He would come, the Rebbe would come there, and he would fabreng with hundreds of women to say to them, Derilikim Chaim, and to give them Yashakayach, and to give them Chizik, and to teach them Chassidus. Such a thing. And he didn't care what anybody said. He didn't care. He was listening. And he understood. And that's why he created like an army of committed people. He didn't care. To listen to the generation, he was a very, very modern person in his way of thinking. He's much more modern than us in his way of thinking. And everything b'kedusha b'tahara. B'kedusha b'tahara. My daughter in Yerushalayim in seminary, so she went for Shabbos. She likes to experience all different kinds of families, and I encourage that. She's meeting different families and going to all different types of places, and I wanted to see that in Eretz Yisrael, to get a taste of the color of Am Yisrael. I mean, in America, everything is very bland and very gray, but over there, there's like you know a lot of colorful characters over there, and. It's Eretz Yisrael. It's a place of Nevi'is, and you know everybody's Meshuggah. So I like it. You know, it wasn't always so posh because the school didn't always let, and I had to arrange it. But she had some good experience. So she went 2 weeks ago. She went with they always travel together. The girls, you don't go yourself. So she went with a couple of chavitas. They were set up with someplace, somebody in Meir Sharm. So yeah, a little bit nervous about that, you know. In Meir Sharm, it's still very much not something that she'd be used to culturally. And so I said in advance, I said, you know, just keep your eye open for how good the people are, and there might be some things that you're not used to, but try not to pay attention to the external things, but to the internal things. So she's okay. I spoke to her after Shabbos. So they had the men and women sitting in separate rooms. Yeah. They had the women and the daughters sat with the girls, and the men sat in which are the only two rooms in the entire place, right? Which is very, very, very sweet that they take in, these are Yerushalmis, they take in American seminary girls into the and she said that initially, so she said she felt very like put off, but then she remembered what I told her. That I told her, look at the inside, don't look at the outside. I said, there's a culture that's different and it's holy, it's very old. And don't be critical, just try to take what you can. And she said when she thought about that, and she said that the wife is unbelievably gracious and the daughters unbelievably sweet and gracious, and invited them back, and made them kakosh to take for 2 weeks. And the father, who's in the other room, the father came to the door of this room, and he had his head outside, and he was talking to them for an hour. Mm-hmm. Beautiful things, stories and Torah, but not even looking. He didn't look once at them. He stood by the door with his head. So she said that's pretty strange thing to do, you know. If someone's talking to you, like, why don't you talk to me? But she said, but it was a good thing that I tried to prepare her for that and say that it's going to be different. But don't measure them by the externals. Just see, and then she said, they're beautiful people, mamish beautiful people. They come back, come back, come back. And like warm, beautiful Jews, Yerushalmis, warm people. And the father came to talk to them. He just did it that in his way. But he didn't like just walk away. He was mechabed them, and she said we felt that he was mechabed us. You know, he came and he spoke to us. And he told us different things and stories and about his father and old Yushalayim and Tzaddikim and Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld and other things. You know, he told us stories and she said it was beautiful. But you know, you had to just get used to that it's a different mahalach. Mm-hmm. But to talk, to hear the language. And there are Jews that love doing it, that mamish, that want to do that, and that have the kaiches to do that. We need more tzaddikim that want to do that. More gedolim that there are, but more that want to do that. But he says, and if we do that, he says, then veheim, and what about, so that's what we have to do. Veheim, he says, gam heima yedu eich l'chabdein, you'll see that they know how to honor us. They'll treat us with respect. They don't hate us. They think we hate them. You'll see. To draw close to us with all the warmth of their hearts. That are filled with love, yigoy and yokor, and precious thinking. After every single utterance and word that we speak to them that comes from the Be'er Mayim Chaim of Yiddishkeit, from the living wellsprings of Torah, may Otsar Hanishama shall Knesset Yisrael. From the treasure of the soul of Knesset Yisrael, Achafeta lahachios b'tchiosa, as her Adam Kulo, that is longing to enliven and to bring back to life, as her Adam Kulo, the entirety of man, Beis Yaakov luchu v'nelcha bar Hashem, Beis Yaakov luchu v'nelcha bar Hashem. In other words, he's saying what Rav Kook is saying here at the end is that they will respond with every single word that comes out from the Makar Chaim, from Be'er Mayim Chaim of us. They will honor us and they'll treat us with all the warmth of a Jewish heart. They will show us all of the all of the warmth of a Jewish heart that they have. And all of the greatness of their spirit will come out. If we show them this, if we bring this to them, they will respond in such a way that's Bodek Menusa, that's the clearest and truest truth in the world. We should be zeicha. So next Friday we're not going to do a mitzvah. Hopefully, we shall aim a couple of heaven, and we'll continue the following year of Shabbos.